to God. Hallelujah. 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 I feel like jumping. I feel like running. I feel like shouting. I feel like celebrating. I feel like say thank you, Jesus. I feel like lifting up my hands. I thank you, Lord, and I bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Please have your seat just for 1 or 2 minutes. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask you to turn to Ezekiel chapter 47. Ezekiel chapter 47, which is the scripture, one of the scriptures for this meeting. We are going to read verses 1 to 12. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Then we're going to take the offering. Then we're going to have a very short break, and then we will be back. Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. The path of the righteous is always like the first gleam of dawn. But one thing happens to it. It never stays at dawn. It shines brighter and brighter. Amen. Ezekiel 47, if you are there, say amen. Amen. Glory to God. It says, the man brought me back to the entrance of the temple, and I saw water coming out from under the threshold of the temple towards the east. For the temple faced east. The water was coming down from under the south side of the temple, south of the altar. He then brought me out through the north gate and led me around the outside to the outer gate facing east. And the water was flowing from the south side. As the man went eastward with a measuring line in his hand, he measured off 1,000 cubits and then led me through the water that was ankle deep. He measured off another 1,000 cubits and led me through water that was knee deep. He measured off another 1,000 and led me through water that was up to the waist. He measured off another 1,000 cubits, but now it was a river that I could not cross because the water had risen and was deep enough to swim in. A river that no one could cross. He asked me, son of man, what do you see? Then he led me back to the bank of the river. When I arrived there, I saw, praise be the name of the Lord. Are you still with me? I saw a great number of trees on each side of the river. He said to me, this water flows towards the eastern region and goes down into Araba, where it enters the sea. When it empties into the sea, the water there becomes fresh. Swarms of living creatures will live wherever the river flows. There will be large numbers of fish because this river flows there and makes the salt water fresh. So where the river flows, everything will live. Fishermen will stand along the shore from Engedi to Englaim. There will be places for spreading nets. The fish will be of many kind, like the fish of the great sea. But the swamps and marshes will not become fresh. They will be left for salt. Fruit trees of all kinds will grow on both banks of the river. Their leaves will not wither, nor will their fruit fail. Every month they will bear, because the water from the sanctuary flows to them. Their fruit will serve for food and their leaves for healing in Jesus' name. You know, and I just see how the Lord has moved us. Praise the Lord, He's moved us from water that was ankle deep, and He's moved us to the water in which you don't walk. When the water is to your ankle, your legs are on the ground. You can turn to the left when you like. You can turn to the right when you like. You are still in control. When the water is to your waist, you can still turn to the knee. You can still turn. You are still in control. That's not where he was going. When the water is to your waist, you can still turn. But there comes a point where the water is not to your waist, to your ankle. The water takes your leg off the ground. At that point, you are no longer in control. You have to swim. Do you notice how the Lord called us into surrender? He says, yield control to me. We have arrived at that point where the water is not at the waist. The water has lifted our feet. Glory be to God. And I'm excited what we are going to see, because it's going to take us back to place where we walked before, and we're not going to see what we used to see there. Now we're going to see trees, and we're going to see life, and we're going to see fishes. We're going to see blessing in the name of Jesus. Do you know, amazingly, in the temple, it is blood that they sacrifice, but it is water that flows. You know, they don't pour water in the temple. It is the animals that they slaughter. Thousands of them they slaughter, but the blood doesn't actually flow. It goes down, and water begins to flow, the water of healing. Out of the blood of Jesus at Calvary, there is a water that is flowing. And it's flowing in this place. How I wish there were so many people who needed to be here today. Here. You know, there's some moments you should never miss in your life. Hallelujah. This is a precious moment. God has done amazing things in this place. Incredible things. He has renewed. He has restored. I just feel so excited in my spirit. I can jump. I can roll. I don't know what to do. Glory be to God. I don't know what else He's got for us, but it must be wonderful. If I were you, if somebody is not far from here, I'll say, you better come. Maybe you can get the last bit of this meeting. Glory be to God. Amen. But right now, I'm going to ask you to give. Praise the Lord. We're about to give. Right? You're about to give money. There's a place in Philippines when some missionaries went there. These people didn't have money, but they only had eggs. Because the man had only one chicken. And he brought all the eggs of his chicken to church and gave it. Some would look at that and say, what is that kind of giving? But that's all he had. And the Lord honored that because he gave all. Now, when you have appreciated something, one of the principles of God is this: you must never forget it. Actually, in the spiritual realm, nothing is free. It's just paid for by somebody else. Shall I repeat that to you? Nothing is free. It's just paid for by somebody else. Jesus paid for it. We call it free. So I don't say free. I say it's fully paid for. It's fully paid for. That's why I enjoy it. You and I, certain things have been fully paid for here. The hotel, isn't it? Isn't it? The flights, isn't it? They are all fully paid for. Nobody's looking for money. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. But one thing that David wants, somebody who knew the Lord very, very well, and Abraham, he says, somebody said to David, I'm going to give you something free. David said, you don't understand the principle of God. I will not take something free and go and offer it to God. You paid for something. You paid for this thing. Now you want to do what? You want to rob me of this opportunity? I'm going to take what I have got. Whatever I've got, and I'm going to offer it. Abraham was asked to bury his wife in a land that was free. Abraham said, no. I will pay for it. Just tell me what it is that you want. You know, the world gives us a mind that is free. In the spiritual realm, we need to know that it's about blessing, about connecting with it. There was a woman that came to Jesus. She brought this amazing perfume. 1 year's wage, the Bible calls it. The 1 year average wage in England is £22,000. So that perfume cost about £20,000. She brought a perfume of £20,000. She did not give it to Jesus. Really, standing in front of Jesus, she wept on his feet. She wiped his feet with her hair. And then she began to pour the perfume of £20,000 on it. Jesus looked at the woman and said, "Woman, it is the only person who never prayed in the Bible and God answered her prayers. She didn't speak a word. She didn't ask for nothing. She just wept on his feet. She just wiped his leg with her hair. She asked for nothing. She said nothing. But yet the Lord said, 'Woman, I had everything. Your worship, your gifts.'" Envelopes have been passed. If you want to give money, if you want to give check, if you want to pay by card, it's okay. Praise the Lord. Write your check. You know what to write it to? Prevailers Church Prayer Network. Glory be to God. I'm going to invite, hallelujah, card payment is available. You can go to the table at the back and make card payment. Praise the Lord. But this is part of our worship. Glory be to God. In actual fact, it's only in the New Testament where people worship without giving something. You couldn't go to the temple and offer nothing. You must bring something. Hallelujah. Can I have the worship team? We want to celebrate. You know, you must feel like I feel. Because if you don't worship like I want to worship right now, I'll take the microphone from you. Praise the Lord. Are you ready? Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The book of Psalms says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for his mercy endures forever." We believe that we've received his mercy today, and his love endures in our lives. So I'd like to ask you to rise up once you're done and then praise the Lord with us. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is. Oh, give thanks.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is.
Oh, give thanks.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is.
For he is worthy,
worthy, for he is good. Yes, he is.
For he is worthy,
worthy, for he is good. Yes, he is good.
Clap your hands unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is good. Clap your hands unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is. Clap your hands.
Clap your hands unto the Lord.
He is good.
For he is good.
Yes, he is good.
Yes, he is good.
Clap your hands.
Clap your hands unto the Lord, for he is good. Yes, he is.
For he is worthy,
worthy, for he is good. Yes, he is good.
He's worthy,
worthy, for he is good. Yes, he is good.
Move your feet to the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good. Move your feet unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is. Move your feet.
Move your feet unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is.
Move your feet.
Move your feet unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is.
For He is worthy,
worthy. For He is good. Yes, He is.
For He is worthy,
worthy. For He is good. Yes, He is.
For He is worthy,
worthy. For He is good.
Stretch your hand to this. Father, we thank You. The Lord is the one who does the miracle of multiplication. If it is just 5 loaves of bread, He can use it. He can use whatever is given to Him in the right way. Father, we present this that has been given, and we command multiplication. In the name of Jesus, out of 5 loaves, Lord, 12 baskets came out. Father, these shall be multiplied to the giver. These shall be multiplied to the receiver. In the name of Jesus, we thank You and bless You. We give You all the glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Everybody say, all right, there's somebody in the spirit there, isn't it? Hallelujah. But I'm going to ask you to just take 5 minutes, and it's 5 minutes. So let's be back here by 25 minutes to 1. Is it? Did you get that one? Actually, 25 minutes to 2. Okay, let's be back here in 7 minutes or 8 minutes. And if you want to worship, that's okay. Praise the Lord. If you want to also rest, that's okay. Praise the Lord. Whatever the Lord allows you to do, that's okay. Glory be to God.
Blessed Jesus, why? Who's in? Hey, what are we doing? Yeah. But when people come back, it's fine. Do you guys want to rest? Do you guys want to rest?
No,
I want to sing. That's worship. That's worship. That's praise now. That's praise.
Blessed be Your name.
Blessed.
Jesus, we've come to give you praise.
You alone are worthy.
You are worthy of blessed name. Blessed be your name.
Blessed Jesus,
we've come to give you praise.
You are worthy.
You are worthy.
And blessed name.
Blessed be your name.
We love you. We love you, Lord.
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 Blessed Jesus. We've come to give you praise. You are worthy, and blessed be your name. Blessed Jesus, we've come to give you praise. You alone are worthy, and blessed
be your name.
We love you, we love you, Lord. We love Lord, we love you, Lord. We love you, we love you, Lord.
We love you,
love you, Lord.
We love you, Lord.
We praise you, we praise you, Lord.
We praise you, Lord.
We praise you, we praise you, Lord.
We praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I know he rescued my soul. His blood has covered my sins. I believe, I believe, I believe.
My Redeemer,
my Redeemer.
Has the Lord done something wonderful in your life? Yes. If the Lord has done something good in your life, say yes.
Yes.
If the Lord has done something worthy of thanksgiving in your life, can you say a louder yes?
Yes.
This is testimony time. Hallelujah. I'm always excited, most especially at this altar, when it is testimony time. Why is that so? What we hear here in many mighty, giant, exceptional, noise-making churches, you don't hear half of it. Is that correct? Is that correct? Hallelujah. Some people are still skeptics. But today the Lord will convince you. I said the Lord, by what you are going to hear today, will convince you.
Amen.
Amen. So, I've waited. Maybe people will bring their testimonies. But what I know we do is that when it's testimony time, you just want to raise your hand and mention that you are available for your testimony. So, let's quickly ask, if you have a testimony today, can you raise up your hand? I want to time myself. I have a very short time. You have a testimony here today. You want to give a testimony. Can you raise up your hand? Has the Lord... Oh, my sister. One? Yes? Yes, yes. We have one. Testifiers in the house. We don't have much time. I don't want to close. I don't want to ring the bell and say, okay, this is the number we're going to take. But before my sister comes up, let me kick off the testimonies by giving this testimony that came by mail. It's a 5-page testimony, and there is no way I'm going to read that here because we only have a few minutes for testimonies. So I am going to mention the name of the person who is giving this testimony. I'm going to do a summary. Lord help me how to do it. I'm going to read one or two paragraphs from the testimony and we are going to go on and be quick about it. Praise the Lord. This testimony was sent by mail by Sister Fumi. And she says, I give this testimony to the glory of God and to the shame of the enemy, and declare that what the Lord had done is permanent in Jesus' name. I'm also very grateful to Pastor Folakemi Ajimati, who was by my side every step of the way, believing that my husband's deliverance this time will be complete. May God bless you abundantly, sis. You have taught me what it means to prevail in prayers, to pray until we see the answer. And my prayer is to be able to stand with someone like you did with me. Sister Fumi. What Sister Fumi is saying here is the first paragraph is just appreciating the role that Pastor Ellen played in their marriage restoration. And let me quickly say here that when we are talking about healing, the title is The Healing Streams. Marriages are being healed here today. Can I hear a louder amen? Amen. This is a testimony. In the third or so paragraph, she was telling us about how she did everything humanly possible when she sensed that this marriage is likely going to hit the rocks, to do something to save it. Went for counseling, read books, did everything. It didn't work. In the next paragraph, he talked about how beautiful their marriage had been in the times past, and how they couldn't even, in their widest imagination, imagine that a marriage so rosy and beautiful could experience a storm. And then in the next paragraph, she talked about how the devil crept in and began to sow a seed of destruction in a house that is beautiful. And in the next few paragraphs, which she was very, very detailed about how terrible things became, how a husband who had been so loving, how a husband who had been so caring, how a husband who had been so generous became something opposite of what he had always been. In the next few paragraphs, she talked about how much she has prayed, how much she fasted, how much she tried to make things work, but nothing worked. And by 2012, she herself decided to give up. I'm not going to pray anymore. I'm not going to fast anymore. I'm not going to try to make this marriage work anymore. I have done all I could. As far as I'm concerned, I also concede that this marriage be brought to an end. But something happened in 2013. She made a vow to God in the midst of all that, God, if you could heal this marriage, I would testify. But nothing happened until early in 2014, when the husband packed his bag and left the house finally. It looked as if the enemy had had his way permanently. But at this point in time, this sister, this beloved sister, said she depended on the counsel and the prayers that she had many times with Pastor Ellen. Again and again, when she was thinking that it's over, Pastor Ellen would call her, counsel her, pray with her, that what she thinks is impossible, it's not impossible with God. In the last paragraph, because I don't want to waste time, I want to read that for us. I want to read a few paragraphs there for us. I'm here today to the glory of God and the shame of the enemy. It is not me, it is her. I'm reading a letter that after 8 months of separation from my husband, 8 months of uncertainty, 8 months of not knowing whether my marriage was over, 8 months of trusting God when you don't even know if what God is saying is even possible. 8 months of intense pain, where the only thing that made sense was the word that God gave me about a year ago when things really got bad and I couldn't understand the meaning of the scripture. That was found in the book of Isaiah 41 and verses 10 to 13. And she said in her own words written down here, he came back home after 8 months. And God used a different strategy. You want to give a clap offering to the Lord? Give it to him. Give it to him. He specializes in bringing runaway husbands back home. See, let me tell you, marriage counselors can't do it. They give you prescriptions that don't work. But the God who created him knows how to bring him back. He brought back the prodigal son home. And he specializes in bringing runaway husbands home. He's like, now listen to her. Time will not permit me to go into detail, but my husband is back in the home now, to the glory of God. The Lord has brought me a brand new man. Even I have to pinch myself and ask, is he for real? Not only has he changed, but God has also changed me. I've learned what it means to be respectful. I'm no longer afraid to show vulnerability. You know, when you pray about something for so long and when it finally happens, you begin to doubt your own miracle. How many of us have been in that kind of situation? Yeah. When the Lord does it like that, you say, is the problem? You mean it's gone? Hallelujah. God has delivered him completely. He goes to church, insists we pray every night. He has not insulted me once, and he will never do so in Jesus' name. This is an example of how God can heal a marriage. The same God that healed this woman is here today. The healing streams are already flowing. It's going to flow into your finances. It will flow into your marriages. It will flow into your bodies wherever you are sick. And you have a testimony like this in Jesus' mighty name. I'm sure more people will be excited to give their testimonies now. Sister, can you come up and give your testimony? Can we give God a big clap of her as she comes up, please? Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, I mean, mine is not as deep as that, but I just feel that I should still share God's blessings and miracles with you. We're so privileged and honored to be here today. My first time of attending was last month because I'd driven one of my sisters. I took her out of her way. She had to go with me to Cambridgeshire. So the following day, she said she was coming to Bearstead. I said, okay. I just felt obliged to come with her. And I enjoyed it so much. But me and my family had booked our ticket to go to the U.S. for some time. And we were scheduled to travel last weekend. And I said, how am I going to do this? I actually mentioned it to Pastor that day that, well, I'm not sure we'll be able to make the 21st because we have to leave the country by the 15th, the expiration date, well, I thought, of my ticket, not even knowing that it would have expired on the 14th. So, but I don't really like confrontations, but I didn't think it would ever be possible. This is a ticket that had actually expired. I bought the ticket, it was going to Brazil, and 1 year had passed, and then I said, I had to speak to the corporate offices in January, and well, they agreed to change it. They said, but you know, you have to leave by the 15th of February. Then I came here. I said, well, I want to be here on 21st of March. How am I going to do this? It's not going to be possible. Well, I might as well either kiss goodbye to the ticket. You know, something has to give. So I just left it. In my mind, I'd kissed goodbye to the ticket because we wanted to come here today. So on the 13th of February, which was the Friday, you know, Friday 13th. So I just summoned the courage to call the airline. And I said to them, you know what, I don't think I can actually make this travel because I'm meant to be going on the 15th. They said, no, madam, you're meant to be going before the 15th. So you're meant to be going by tomorrow. And I said, oh my God, well, I'm not going to be able to make that. My son has an appointment. She said, well, this ticket has already expired. I said, I know, but then she said, okay, you know what, madam, hold on. Then she came back. Are you still there? Yes, I'm still there. Then she said, we're just going to refund the ticket. And you know, if I you know, just like you said, you keep doubting. I'm thinking, refund the ticket? Are you sure? I can go on the 24th. She said, we will just refund the ticket. Your son has. I said, it's my son, not me. I said, okay, no problem. And actually, that worked better for me because the ticket was to Brazil originally, flying through US. But now I don't want to go to Brazil. I just want to go to the US, which meant if I want to go to Brazil now, I have to pay the double. Or if I want to go to the US, it would be cheaper. But because I was changing my ticket, they wouldn't give you the difference. You just get, you know, you could go to a cheaper place, but if you go to an expensive place, you pay. So if they now they're going to refund the ticket, it means I can just go cheaper next weekend or whenever I choose to travel. So, and that's why I could all bring all the family here today. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Can we give God a big, big hand? Let's give it to him. You see, you cannot do God's work and come back with losses. It's not possible. Jesus himself is a smart businessman. You know, he won't allow anything that is yours to be wasted. Not your money, not your resources, not your time. Because God is conscious of such things. Any more testimonies? Hallelujah. My sister, come please. God bless you. Let's give God a good hand as she comes. Amen.
Thank you, sir. Praise the Lord. This is actually my first testimony in church. I've never ever given any testimony in church before. I've had miracles happen in my life, but I've never ever given any testimony. So that is a testimony in itself. Yes, ma'am. I registered for an exam last week. I was meant to sit for the exam on the 13th of March. And you know, in our own way, we have our own plans, but our plans is not the same as God's plans. And I thank God for that because he actually showed me that, you know what, forget your plans and just listen to me. So I had everything structured out. I had a schedule. I spoke to my sister who had previously sat for the same exam and she said, whatever you do, make sure you cover the whole textbook and read, you know, all the topics. The exam was on Friday. By Sunday after church, I took the kids out to Nando's. We all had exams that week. So I said, okay, let's just go out before we sit down and really start studying. By the time I came back from church, I started coughing and I started feeling ill. I thought, was it the chicken I had or was it the salad? I wasn't sure which was which. Monday morning, I was really ill. So I prayed about it, took some medication. In the evening, it got really, really worse. By Wednesday, it had gone, you know, gotten progressively worse. And my exam was on a Friday. I looked at the textbook. I was only a third of the way through. And I kept on remembering my sister saying, just make sure you cover all the topics. And this is only page 70 out of 180. So I decided to go to the library on Thursday. It was really difficult, but I kept praying and praying and playing praise and worship songs on my cassette player. So by the time I got to the library, it was a very big library, three floors, and there were no seats at all. Everywhere was occupied. I finally found a seat in a corner. It wasn't, just about 10 minutes later, a man sat next to me, and I knew there was something because kept on making funny sounds. I'm not talking of low sounds, and I'm not talking of normal sounds. I'm not talking of, you know, it was a very strange, not in a godly way sound. So I kept on reading, trying to concentrate, but I couldn't. So I decided to pray. It was so funny because the man had been there for about 20 to 30 minutes. As soon as I started praying, he kept quiet for the very first time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir. As soon as I started praying, he kept quiet for the very first time. All the way through my prayer, he kept quiet. He didn't make any sound. As soon as I finished praying, he started again. Well, I thought, oh, it doesn't matter. The angel of the Lord will usher him out of this place. Anyway, it's only a matter of time. About 15 minutes later, he got up and left. So I was able to go over my studies anyway. By the time I got home and I thought, okay, let me cover, my exam is tomorrow. Let me quickly cover the rest of the chapters. The headache started and I had pain you know, all over the, you know, the left side of my face. It was a terrible toothache. This son that had flu, headache, everything just started at the same time. All the rub and the Nurofen, nothing was working. So I knelt down by my bed. I put on the praise and worship song slowly, you know, on a very low tempo, and I started praying. So I couldn't sit down to read. I couldn't do anything else. Every position was uncomfortable. So I just held that kneeling position, and I kept on reading. The pain would keep on coming. It was really, really sharp, intense pain, you know, like someone giving you blows from like right to, you know, right and left. But I just maintained my focus, and my focus was on God, because I knew that he had already promised me healing. He had already promised me success in this exam. And I remember that when I first started studying, I asked God that I don't want marginal pass. I want exceptional pass. And that is what I'm asking for. Sorry, just to digress a little bit, my daughter also had her mock exam that week. And she said, Mom, I'm going to wake up 4 o'clock in the morning and study for 2 hours. Do you want me to wake you up? I said, wake me up. I'll study with you from 4 to 5. Then 5 o'clock, I'll join the prayer line. By Wednesday, I couldn't join the prayer line. Pastor, I'm sure you can testify to that, ma, because I'm sure you remember you didn't see me on there. But anyway, to God's glory, my exam results came out. It was not a marginal pass. It was an exceptional pass. And I know that there's no way. It's not by my doing. I know that. And also, my daughter passed exceptionally. So to God be the glory. I'm sorry, I don't want to take too much time, but Ma, if you don't mind, I just want to add one more thing, because, you know, as I said, this is my first chance, so, you know. Okay, thank you, sir. This is like a bit of a late testimony, but every testimony, thank you, sir. Right, last year, I started feeling pains around my lower abdomen. I went to the doctor, and he sent me off for a scan, came back, and they said it was ovarian cyst. So I went to church. We had a healing service in church, and one of the ministers laid her hands over me and said, your doctor is going to tell you that it's not done. You know, they're going to tell you something contrary to what God has in store for you, but you have to believe that you're healed. I said, thank you. Went back for my another scan, because the doctor had sent me for another scan. But a lot of things started happening, and they kept postponing. But eventually, I got the scan done, and the woman said, oh, I'm sorry, I can't see anything. It's gone, you know? I knew it was God, but I thought, you know what? Let me ask her what she thinks. I know it's God. But I said, oh, excuse me. Why does it normally happen this way? She said, well, it's one of those things. You can see it, and then you can't, you know. But I knew it was God. So what I'm saying is, if it's the same God that dissolved my cyst, the same God that stepped in and gave me that healing, is the same God that's going to step in for everyone here today. Thank you.
And my sister, that's that healing, because it is written that I know whatsoever the Lord doeth is permanent. It's going to be permanent in your life, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Any more testimonies? I want to close. Oh, hallelujah. That will be the last one for today. Next time, please do it fast. Come up, my sister. God bless you. Let's give God a round of applause as she comes. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Today is actually my first time, but we've been praying to God. Two things I want to say is regarding my sister. She had a boy last year, and the boy died. She had the boy in America, then she went to Nigeria. Later, the boy died. Then we prayed that, God, you know we're serving you. Don't let them ask, where is our God? Then she had another, then she got pregnant again, and then went to America in October. She had the boy in November, and late December, they started calling us again that we have to start praying for the boy. They've been at the hospital, but one thing I thank God for, that he always gives us reason to praise him, you know, to believe that he's in our situation. You know, at times when I'm really worried, you know, when I get to church, I pray. And, you know, that word will say to me, you know, like, she's there for a reason. Maybe it's not yet time for them to go back to Nigeria. Right there, she worked in the bank, one of the managers there. She got promoted while in the hospital. So it can only be God stepping into a situation. The hospital where they normally like pay so much amount for them to stay, they're staying there free. So God has always been there. And I believe that my coming here today, the remaining part will be sorted out in Jesus' name. Amen. And then the second one is about myself. About like 5 weeks ago, I've been having back pain. But I just thought maybe, you know, I've been taking Nurofen. But the one that happened was on a Wednesday, you know, like when you feel like on a Monday, God, I'm going to praise you. So I said, Wednesday, I'm going for a midweek service. That Wednesday, I couldn't just walk. The pain was too much. So later on, I managed to eat because I need to take my medication or something. So when I went to the toilet after eating, about 10 p.m., I just couldn't breathe. That thing had happened to me once, you know, like I had to start gasping for air. So I said, let me put my hand in my throat. Maybe I'm choked or something. Nothing happened. I knelt down, I lied down, and I looked at myself. That thing just said to me that you're going. So I just took all effort just to crawl to the door, use my last strength to bang on my neighbor's door, and they opened. For 15 minutes, I couldn't talk. I was just breathing with my mouth. But thank God, before the ambulance came, I started breathing. I started, you know, I was able to walk. Even the pain was there, but I know that God just saved me that night, because I know the devil is trying, but with everything, I know God is answering our prayers. Praise the Lord.
And I know it's because of somebody like her that the Lord says the healing streams should flow. I see the Lord making that healing permanent in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, the Lord is here. But I don't want us to do like Jacob. In the book of Genesis 28, he said, the Lord is here, but I don't know. I never knew. Because everything looked natural. The stones were there. The trees were there. Maybe the sheep were walking all around. And it looked like an ordinary place. The Lord is here. I want us to go to the byways. I want us to go everywhere. I want us to tell our friends that I know a place where God is doing great things. I know a place where we are having testimonies and miracles and healings and breakthroughs every time. Come, and the Lord will do your own for you in Jesus' name. I see the Lord bringing your own testimony come to pass in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Can somebody say my testimony will be the next? Can somebody say my testimony will be the next? Okay. Can somebody say my testimony is going to be bigger than your own? Hallelujah. As you are giving the testimonies, man of God, I would give the next talk walked in. And it is time to share the word. Can we just join me together, give God praise as we call Pastor Remi Olumuyiwa to come and take his own session. Pastor, you are welcome. God bless you. You are late, 30 minutes for you.
Thank you, sir.